Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday night edition of the Preacher Man and the Miracle Man Show. And I'm your host for tonight, the Miracle Man. I'm so glad you could join us, wherever you may be accessing this show from, wherever you are in the world, and whatever device you might be using. Now, I'm here at the McDonald's. Praise God, I'm back home at the McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road here in Midland. We're just across the road from Kmart. So coming south on Saginaw Road, we're on the left-hand side of the road. You come inside and start walking towards the back. And we're in the back. I'm sitting here at a booth, charging my phone while I'm doing the show. And I just happen to have, the most delicious Coca-Cola right beside me, and I just took a sip. And Coca-Cola is the best soft drink on the planet. So keep that in mind, please, when you're reaching for a soft drink. Okay, I just thought of a song. When you're looking for a soft drink, what you're gonna choose? Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what living the Coca-Cola is, and Coca-Cola's the only one to choose, 'cause it's the best soft drink ever. Pepsi doesn't compare. RC Cola doesn't compare. The off-brand names such as Sam's Choice Cola and others, those do not compare at all. So, in other words, Coca-Cola is the one to choose. The only soda to choose, the only soda you'll ever need, with flavors like the classic flavor. It's a classic Coke, Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, along with the two additional Coke, limited edition Coca-Cola flavors, which are Georgia Peach and California Raspberry. Those are available in glass bottles at your local grocer. Please see your local grocer for details on this amazing drink. Now, I'm here at the McDonald's. They've made some pretty big changes to this restaurant. So you are coming into Midland. This is now the nicer McDonald's because they just remodeled. What did they change, you ask me? Well, it's nowhere near as crammed as it used to be. It's quite a bit wider. So it's a better, wider walkway now. You might ask, what else is different? The booths are different from what they used to be. I'm sitting at a booth, but yesterday I was actually on a bench. there's a big bench in the back, some big benches in the back, which can seat quite a few people, and then alongside of it is chairs at the tables. And some of the tables light up so you can play games at them. There's a table in the main room, and then there's a table in the playroom. And that noise that you can hear right now is the playroom. And the playroom got a new look too. The playroom now has one slide. It does have multiple different levels now. And there's certain steps you can go up now rather than tubes for the, and let me see what else is different. Oh yeah, they got the kiosk now, so you can choose to order from a live human being at the cash register, which I do sometimes, or you can choose to order from a kiosk. You also have the option of ordering, of course, at the drive-thru, as well as using mobile order, which is the method I now use the most, is mobile ordering, which is a cool system. I can be at home preparing my notes, getting played up, you know, for the show, and then I can, before I come out here, I can order my soda, and then I can check in on the app when I get here to McDonald's. Yeah, when I get to McDonald's here, I can check in on the app on my phone. When I check in, then it lets me select, you know, do I want to, am I going to pick it up inside at the curb or at the drive-thru? And then I select inside. And then you pay through the app and then come inside. And then so I'm going to go and then my beverage is ready. As Coke is the best drink ever, of course. But now, yesterday, however, I did something different. I actually did the mobile ordering while I was right in here at McDonald's. I was in here, you know, I had just gotten here a few minutes early, you know, and I sat down and was thinking about a few minutes, you know, what I want to eat. Forgot to tell you what I had for my McMonday last night. And what it was a McChicken and a large order of America's favorite fries. And so I come in here, I sit down, you know, and I plug my phone in the charger, and then I, you know, thinking about what I'm going to have to eat. Then I open up the mobile order thing. It chooses for me what the closest location is, this one. And then I just ordered my stuff, you know, McChicken, large fry. Whereas I always say, large order of America's favorite fries here on the show. Because after all, McDonald's is the home of America's favorite fries. Yes, it is. Crisp, soft fried potatoes drizzled with salt. And the crisp and crunchy on the inside and soft on the inside. And what can be wrong with that? As McDonald says, I'm loving it. At participating McDonald's. Also, I forgot to tell you last night, I did in fact go to Waffle House on Sunday on my way back from Ohio. I went to the Waffle House that's the closest to Michigan, which is on West Central Avenue, just west of Interstate 475/US 23, about a half mile to the west. And I went in there, and what I had to eat was a waffle with peanut butter, biscuits and gravy, and then some sausage to cut so we could cut it up and enjoy some good old sausage gravy, biscuits and gravy with good chunks of sausage in it. And that's the only way to do it that I know of. And so it was great stuff. I don't know why I tend to common for me to stop to Waffle House at dinner time, but it is. What I mean by common is I mean like when I'm out of state travel. Generally, I know Waffle House is a breakfast place, but sometimes, you know, we all got a hankering for an evening breakfast. And so I had that. I went to the Waffle House, got me my delicious stuff, and service was prompt and attentive, and they were glad to have us. And it was good to see that there were some other people in and out of there, because it could be easy to think that maybe there might not be hardly anybody there at a Waffle House on a Sunday night after a certain time. But, like, yeah, 5:30 at night, yeah, there was a couple other people in there. But, oh, it was really good stuff. Can't wait to go back. And so, overall, IX was really cool. I talked a bit about that yesterday. I'm not going to really get into it anymore, except for to say this. It was a lot of fun. It ended on Sunday. And if you have kids and you're from if you're from anywhere in Ohio or Michigan, then next year you got kids, for example, maybe if you got kids, or maybe you're just a thrill seeker who enjoys riding rides, I would recommend go to the IX. Indoor amusement park. You'll have a lot of fun. It's worth it. It's worth the drive, and it's a good value. It cost just as much money for me to get into there. Generally, if you don't use any discounts, it'll be just as much money to get in there as what it will be in Midland County Fair. But because I used the discount, went to that certain drugstore and got my tickets, it ended up being $5 less per person. And so it was a pretty cool thing. And so it really was a fun time. Good value. Midland County Fair didn't have a, barely had a quarter of the amount of big rides that IX had. Yet, still costed just as much money as IX. So, just to give you a perspective. Let me think. What else from my Ohio adventure? We went to South Park Mall in Strongsville, Ohio. And it's a pretty nice mall, actually. And it is upscale and mid-scale at the same time. It's a mall that's good at both. It was pretty good traffic there. Not as packed as some other malls I've been to, but good traffic. Food court was nice and busy. They have a movie theater right near the food court. You just go up a couple of steps and go in through a certain door, actually, then you're in the theater. What a nice concept. But I do want to bring something to your attention. I just want to encourage those of you who are looking for a pet, you know, you're looking for a cat or a dog or something like that. If you can, by all means, please adopt. Do not shop. It's shown that over 90% of pet store puppies, for example, come from puppy mills. I was in the mall that we were in on Saturday night, actually has two of these stores in them. One is considered to use some very not good puppy mills. Puppy mills in general aren't good. They have many different, they'll have dogs who will breed. I mean, the female dogs will breed and will have way more litters than what a regular dog should litter in their lifetime. And so these puppy mill dogs, please do not support puppy mills by buying from these certain stores. Plus, a lot of these stores who buy from puppy mills, they will charge exorbitant amounts of money. For example, a certain dog costed like $3,400 to get from this puppy store in Ohio. And one of them keeps them in iron cages. No, excuse me, I said that wrong. They are in aquarium-type tanks. Nice large aquariums, though, so they can still move at least. But they have, their feet are walking on chips, like little pine chips. Yes, they still have a bed, and they're still fed, but I'm thinking maybe if he only gets his dogs from reputable dealers, maybe he should find a larger location for the animals. The only reason I'm even discussing this is because I just want to encourage you. And that, and because God tells us to take care of plants and animals, as well as on May 5th, this the Humane Society, for example, in Midland County, for people who want them, like a certain dog pound or whatever, they're going to be giving away free dogs in an effort to try to empty the shelters. So, shop, do not adopt. Now, where I live, of course, I'm in a rental home, so no puppy for me, but I just thought I'd encourage you with that. So if we really love our animals, let's just think about, you know, where they're coming from. And so, here's the plan for tonight. On a lighter note, here's the plan for tonight. The plan is, we're going to read from Numbers chapter 5. Then we're going to read from Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Then we're going to exhort on that. Then we're going to talk about sports. It'll be a brief sports update tonight, as the Tigers will be starting up play again tonight, and NBA playoffs continue. So a little bit on that. And so before I do that, however, sorry, but before I get into that stuff, let me just give you the, for those of you who have friends, family, who are interested in the show, want to know more about the show, here's how they can get connected. So here's what you tell them. Sorry, but here's what you tell them they can do to get connected to this wonderful show. Okay, here's what you tell them. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com. Blog Talk Radio is all one word. So blogtalkradio.com. And then in the search bar, you'll see a search bar. And in the search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay? After you do that, there'll be a link you can click on. And this link is for, will take you to Live and Large. And here's what Live and Large is. Live and Large is our channel. And that's where we have all our episodes that we've done over the last almost 9 months. We've done well over 120 episodes now. And we've done, they're all really good. We're proud of them. And once you're on there, once you're online, blogtalkradio.com, you know, and if you, you follow the steps, we have a follow button you can hit. And here's what's going to happen when you hit the follow button. When you hit the follow button, you're going to start getting notifications when we're getting ready to do our shows. So, for example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to have a show. And so you'd get a notification at like 6 or 6:15, and it says, Picture Miracle Man is going to go live in 15, 20 minutes. And so you can get ready to join us. And so it's an awesome thing. In addition, we have a telephone number. Where you can call in and talk to us about anything you want to talk about. Whether it be sports, or whether it be about faith, a miracle you've had happen in your life, whether it be you want to talk about what kind of dog you have, or what your favorite dog is, your favorite kind of dog is, and why. Of course, just an example. And we do have an exception to the rule, though, which I will get to just after I give the telephone number. And the telephone number that you can call in and get in touch with us and talk to us is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you press 1. What happens is you listen for the prompts. And then when told to press 1, you press 1. And then here's what's going to happen when you press 1. You're going to go through the call screener. You're going to go through the call screener. And then we're going to let you on the air and we're going to let you talk to us about anything, generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. Now, my brother was asking me today, hey, Liv, you're going to talk about politics? And we talk about Syria or whatever? And I'm like, we don't talk about politics on the show. We believe that talking about politics doesn't necessarily breed life or happiness, encouragement. We want to be more of a show that unites people and a show that encourages people. A show that gives hope and faith. And so that's why we don't talk about politics. If you want to talk politics, you insist on talking about politics, what's going to happen is that we're going to tell you to pray over your leaders, over our leaders who have authority over us. Police, firefighters, elected officials, the president, your governor, depending on where you live, whatever state, or in other countries, your prime minister or whatever you got. And so I'm going to tell you to pray for these people. And then in the case of this country, if you live in this country, we're going to tell you to vote. As voting is very important, and this year is an election year, and even though it's not a presidential election, many states are going to be voting on governors. So if you live in a state that is, like what I do here in Michigan, I'd highly suggest that you get out there and vote, not just in November, but also for the primary, if there's a primary. We got a this state, we got a primary in August. And yes, I am going to vote. I am going to have my voice heard by voting. And let me know how I feel. It's a good way to hear, get your voice heard. Voting. If, for example, the person who's representing you right now, for example, in Congress, is serving you well, and they're running again, vote them in. If they're not, vote them out. Vote for someone else. Of course, if you believe in God, you know, you should always vote Bible and find out which candidates best represent the Bible. But basically what's going to happen is we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders, and we're going to tell you to vote in the elections. And then, in addition to that, this show is a family show. And so, we ask that you keep your comments, your discussion, you know, whatever you want to talk about, that you keep it appropriate for all ages. And that you keep it pure. There's all kinds of verses in the Bible that talk to us about our mouth and having a pure mouth. One I use in this show is Ephesians 5, which instructs us to not let any filthy communication come out of our lips. And so what we always try to say is, if you would not say certain words to Jesus, you know, use the Lord's name in vain, for example, you wouldn't do that to Jesus, please don't do that on this program, as we want to honor God the best we know how on the show. And no, this is not necessarily on the offline public airwaves, but God still hears it. God still hears this. So we ask you to just keep a filter. And if you wouldn't say it to God, don't say it on this program. We love you, but we just want to keep it clean and something that everyone can listen to and enjoy. And so if you can follow the rules, then we can have a wonderful time tonight and take some phone calls along the way tonight. And so I'm going to get into prayer, and then we're going to get into the Word for a while. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening, for the show. I thank you that you bless these listeners who are listening to us tonight. Thank you that you bless their hearts. You bless them in their lives, in their bodies, their finances. I ask that you bless them and you give them what they have need of, Lord. And I just thank you that you are with them, that you are with us. I ask that you anoint my lips tonight as I speak. And my eyes speak only what you would have me speak as I read and then exhort on your word, Lord. And I thank you that you will interrupt me. Let me rephrase that. I give you permission, Lord God, to interrupt me at any time you wish. And I just thank you that your hand is upon me and you're helping the listeners to receive the word. And Lord, I thank you for the show. I thank you that this show goes forth with great power. I thank you that the listenership on this show greatly increases. I thank you, Lord God, that big amounts of finances are coming into the show. Big amounts. Big amounts. I thank you that great sponsors are coming to the show. Lord God, great sponsors who want to help us and are on board with us. And we don't care what they are, as long as it's your will, Lord. And Lord, thank you that we have great sponsors. We have finances coming. Thank you that we have sponsors coming. We have finances coming. We have an increase in listenership. And we have new equipment. The greatest equipment. Great, wonderful equipment so that this show can sound even better. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, let me tell you something. This show is about more than just a man sitting at McDonald's, drinking a soda, you know, talking, telling stories, reading some verses, Bible, talking about sports. Yes, these are all part of the program, but ultimately, what we want is for you to participate when we're having our time with God. And so generally, what I ask, Hello, Mama.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I just wanted to say that as one of your listeners, I agree with you that this is a very clean show. It's very exciting. The Word of God is preached and spoken in such great truth, and I love your show. I think that God is going to bless it, and I just am very excited that you don't ever change preaching and teaching and reading the Bible and praying for people. I think that is so powerful, and I think that God in your life is so pleased with you, and so I speak reward for your faithfulness into your life, and I'm so glad that your show is not a political show, because we are all tired of the politics of life, and we just want to rejoice in the fact that we are going to heaven and this earth is not our home. So, River, you know, your grandma, her birthday would have been tomorrow. And so I just was wondering if you would share a memory about my mom on your radio show tonight.
Well, if not tonight, it'll be tomorrow, because it is.
Oh,
it,
yes.
It did get, I'm going to do it tomorrow because time is kind of the essence, if you know what I mean. And
oh, yes.
And we are, I was just explaining about the participation, and then I was going to open my Bible.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So that,
God bless
so
you,
that's
son.
Either going to be tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. It all depends.
Rivers, do it tomorrow, and I'll let all the family know.
Okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, bless you, Chappie.
I'm not saying it'll be a food story. It might be one. It might not be. You don't know.
I know.
You're just gonna have to listen to the. You're just gonna have to listen to the show to find out.
Yes, sir. I love you.
All right, I love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was one of our regular callers who calls in quite a bit. And she is an awesome lady. Awesome. Awesome. That is, in fact, my mother. And just awesome stuff. But I was just in the middle of saying, before we had the caller, I was just in the middle of saying, you know, when I open up the Word of God to study, you study along with me. When I pray, you pray along with me. You should pray along with me. If I start to sing a song unto the Lord, then if you know the words, you sing along as well. And participation is great, and that'll help you. And so with that, let's go to Numbers chapter 5. And Miracle Man time. The time is currently 7:14, 7:15. So that means it's time to keep moving along so that I can have all the time to do what God leads me to do, be able to do sports and still get through all of the material that I plan to get through tonight. And so, with that, Numbers 5. Praise God, Numbers chapter 5. And let's see what God is saying to his children. And the Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites to send away from the camp anyone who has an infectious skin disease or a discharge of any kind, or who is ceremonially unclean because of a dead body. And send away male and female alike. Send them outside the camp so that they will not defile their camp, which I dwell among them. So the Israelites did this. They sent them outside the camp. They did just as the Lord had instructed Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, when a man or a woman wrongs another in any way and is unfaithful to the Lord, that person is guilty and must confess the sin he has committed. You know, if we sin against God, if we sin against the Lord, we have to confess our sin. And we have to confess that we did it. He must confess the sin he has committed. And let's keep reading. And he must make full restitution for his wrong. Add 1/5 to it and give it all to the person he has wronged. So you need to apologize to who you sinned against, not to who you sinned with. Oh yeah, if it's with somebody, yes, apologize to them too. But you gotta repent to who you sinned against. Okay, I'm gonna keep reading. I'm not gonna stop, but I'm gonna get into some of this when I'm exhorting. But if that person has no close relative to whom restitution can be made for the wrong, the restitution belongs to the Lord and must be given to the priest along with the ram of which atonement is made for him. All the sacred contributions that Israelites bring to a priest will belong to him. And each man's sacred gifts are his own. But what he gives to the priest will belong to the priest. Verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, if a man's wife goes astray if she goes astray and is unfaithful to him by sleeping with another man, and this is hidden from her husband and her impurity is undetected by since there is no witness against her and she has not been caught in the act, and if dealings with jealousy come over her husband and he suspects his wife and she is impure, or if he is jealous and suspects her even though she is not impure, then he is to take the wife to the priest. He must also take an offering of a tenth of an ephah of barley flour on her behalf. He must not pour oil on it. or put incense on it, because it is a grain offering of jealousy. A reminder offering to draw attention to guilt. The priest shall bring her and his her stand before the Lord. Then he shall take some holy water in a clay jar and put some things from the tabernacle floor into the water. After the priest has had the woman stand before the Lord, she shall loosen her hair, and he shall place in her hands the reminder of the grain offering, for jealousy, while he himself holds the bitter water that brings a curse. Then the priest shall put the woman under oath and say to her, if no other man has slept with you, and you have not gone astray and become impure while married to your husband, may this bitter water that brings a curse not harm you. But if you have gone astray while married to your husband, and you have defiled yourself by sleeping with a man other than your husband, then the priest is to put the woman under the curse of the oath. May the Lord cause your people to curse you and denounce you, when he causes your thighs to waste away and your abdomen to swell. May this water that brings a curse enter your body so that your abdomen swells and your thigh wastes away. Then the woman is to say, amen, so be it. The priest is to write these curses on a scroll and then wash them Hang on, I'm just gonna fix something real quick. On a scroll, and then wash them off into the bitter water. You shall have the woman drink the bitter water that brings a curse, and this water will enter her and cause bitter suffering. The priest is to taste from her hands the grain offering and jealousy, wave it before the Lord, and bring it to the altar. The priest is then to taste a handful of the grain offering as a memorial offering and burn it on the altar. After this, he is to have the woman drink the water. If she has defiled herself and has been unfaithful to her husband, then when she is made to drink the water that brings a curse, it will go into her and will cause bitter suffering. Her abdomen will swell and her thighs waste away. and she will become accursed among her people. If, however, the woman has not defiled herself and is free from impurity, she will be cleared of guilt and will be able to have children. This then is the law of jealousy. A woman goes astray and defiles herself while married to her husband, or when feelings of jealousy come over a man because he suspects his wife. The priest is to have her stand before the Lord and is to apply this entire law to her, and the husband will be innocent of any wrongdoing. Oh, but the woman will bear the consequences of her sin. Or, as people of modern ages would say it, pay the piper. Paying the piper means, you know, suffering the consequences. Everything you do has consequences. You know, some good, some bad. That's how it works. But you're sinning against God willfully. You're going to pay the piper. You are going to pay the piper. All right, let's go to Hebrews 11. I'm sorry about that. I was just taking a drink, so sorry for being quiet for a quick second. Glory to God. Hebrews 11. Try to imagine here and your page is turning. Let me see. It was in here somewhere. Oh, I'm there. I'm not going to say you lost because I said it, then I took a drink, I sneezed, and started finding it. So I've given you some time to find Hebrews 11, and if you're not there, then we're going to have a call-in meeting explaining to you how to turn the verses faster. Okay, just kidding. We're not going to do that, but praise God. Let's look at this together. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, offered God a better sacrifice. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he could not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. for before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Now, let's pay attention to verse 6, the first part of verse 6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, we always add to this, but with faith, it is possible to please God. Praise God. So with faith, you can easily praise God. You can easily please God. Hallelujah. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That means you diligently seek him and you seek him all the time. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when you have midweek service, not just when you get up in the morning or when you go to bed. Hopefully you do it all these times, but not just then. Now, by faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. Oh, sometimes we don't know where we're going. And we're not just talking about when we're traveling either. Oh, no. I'm talking when God calls us to a certain place. Even though he did not know where he was going. Now, by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. For so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months. After he was born, he because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he grew up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now we're going to start with chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who through fear sent before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm going to look back at that first part of Numbers 5, because there's something in there that I wanted to exhort on a little bit about. You see, the Lord said to Moses, command them to send away from the camp anyone who has infectious skin disease, discharge any time, because of a dead body. That's why the camp said they were not defiled. Among them, Israel stood at me, instructed Moses. Oh, it's restitution for wrongs. And the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, when a man or a woman wrongs another in any way, and so is unfaithful to the Lord, that person is guilty and he must confess his sin that he has committed. He must make full restitution for his wrong, add one fist to it, and give it all to the person he has wronged. So, now in modern times, what happens now is if we sin, we wrong someone, against them, if we wrong our parents, if we wrong, if you wrong your wife, if you wrong your husband, if you wrong your teachers at school, you wrong someone, then you're supposed to repent to them and repent to God. You got to repent to who you've sinned against. Oh, Judas and some others, in the Bible. These people, they repented to who they sinned with, but they did not repent to who they sinned against. You and a friend go do some things that aren't biblical, and we'll just say you apologize to that person that you guys did that, but you don't repent to God, then you haven't truly repented. True repentance is honest sorrow and turning away from your sin. Repentance is not just, God, please forgive me, and then you go back out and do it again. Repentance means you stop doing it. Oh, and you parents, oh, I'm sorry. But now, parents and your kids, when we talk about repentance, just asking, you can tell your kids, just asking me and mom or me and dad, if you live in a two-parent home, just asking me and Dad and Jesus to forgive you in itself, it's a start, but it's not exactly repentance. Repentance is telling, and again for a second, it's like I'm just being a parent. I'd say, kids, repentance is telling in this case we'll send the dad, repentance is telling me and your mom and Jesus, I repent, I won't do that again. And true repentance is walking away from it and not doing it. Not just, oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Even though that is very important. But ultimately, it's God that you need to repent to, not just your parents. Because you could easily tell your mom, these kids can easily tell their parents, I'm not going to do that again. I'm sorry. True repentance is asking God to forgive you. And he will, as long as you don't commit the unpardonable sin, which is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And we talked about that blood covenant we have with God. Oh, and by the way, he's user-friendly. There's people out there, you know, some of these people out there and say, it's fine, I can do it just as long as I don't get drunk. I can, you know, it's under the blood. What's the big deal? Well, if you've sinned against God, you know it's sin, you're doing it anyway. Yes, God paid the price, but ultimately, you still got to ask God to forgive you. You have to ask God to forgive you of your sin. And if you continue to live a life of sin and continue and continue and continue, and you just run away from God, and you just go totally wayward, you're going to pay the piper for that. You're going to pay the piper with God. It's not going to be pretty. But you can ask God to forgive you. Come to God. You can tell him, Lord God, I ask you to forgive me. I repent for how I've been living, for what I've been doing, the places I've been going, for all I've been running with. I know better, Lord. You've taught me better than this. I'm going to live for you from now on. I'm going to come home. I'm going to come back to your kingdom, get back in the house of God. And I ask you to forgive me, Lord, and I repent for living that way. And I won't do that anymore. That's talk. Action is doing what I just said, getting back in the house of God, you know. Living for God instead of living for yourself or the devil. Obeying God. Doing what he's told you to do. That's what we ought to do. That is true biblical repentance. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for tonight. Word inside of us. I thank you, Lord God, that you live inside of me. And those of us who love you, that you live inside of us. We love you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Lord God, I claim that we would live for you. We would take this word to heart about sinning against other people and how it's sinning against you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will help us with this so that we can be better Christians for you, God, for you, Lord Jesus, and worship you. And give him glory, honor, and praise for tonight. And I just thank you for what you are doing inside. In Jesus' name, amen. Now for the sports. The Tigers begin playing the Orioles tonight at 7:05 at Comerica Park. You can listen to the game on AM 790 WSGW. or on FM 104.9 WQEX. Not sure who's pitching tonight. I think it might be Mike Fiers. He's done all right for us so far this year. But Tigers are looking to get out of a losing skid, so we'll see if they can start some morning. It's going to start warming up a little bit here, so that should help with some morning production. You know, next week they're saying we could be having some 60s. And that would be wonderful to have. But NBA playoffs are getting back underway tonight and tomorrow. I believe Houston plays Minnesota tonight in Houston. And I believe that Cleveland plays Indiana tonight in Cleveland. It might be tomorrow, or it might be tonight. But they play. The Cavaliers are leading. No. The Rockets are leading the Timberwolves 1-0 in the series. Western Conference opening round of the playoffs. And then in the East, you have Indiana leading the Pacers. The Indiana Pacers leading the Cleveland Cavaliers 1-0. And I'll make sure to let you know tomorrow what's going on. And then in running news, Desiree Green, or whatever her last name is, I forget. But Desiree, a woman from Michigan, the Detroit area, she won the Boston Marathon. This is the first time that Americans won the Boston Marathon since 1985. So congratulations, Desiree. That and with that, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see everybody tomorrow night.